This is episode 314, recorded January 22nd, 2016. Packard pokes at poisoning the whale are on. Thanks, Obama. I want to thank Dawkins Dog from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, God.
Oh, we gotta do better than that.
Oh, dear. And joining us from out on their skiing trip is Sofane and Patrick Joel from Poisoning the Well on YouTube.
How y'all doing?
Hello, kids.
Is that
good news, everyone?
Good news, everybody.
Yeah.
That's the best opening ever.
Crushing it so far. 100%.
All right, signing off.
Yeah. This is good.
Thanks for everybody. Good night. Thanks for coming. It was all worth the wait.
It's quality, not quantity, Packard.
Oh, is that how that works? Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Leave them wanting more.
Just like my ladies.
That's why I keep going through these marriages so fast.
Oh.
Brushing that marriage.
It's six this week, right?
Look, they happen so quick.
He just got post-it notes on his, refrigerator now. Just keep him reminded which day it was.
Which one are you this week? Okay, just wanted to make sure.
The court dates where you got to be.
God, so many.
Blame it on the goose. Got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne. Got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka. Blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue tag. Got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the
When it comes to personal responsibility, the GOP is all over that shit. The political arm of Family Values, the Republican Party, are all about taking personal responsibility for all your own personal actions, except for Sarah Palin.
Look, I got to speak up at some point. As a Republican, I do not identify Sarah Palin as an actual Republican. She's just a crazy person.
Yes.
And it's like when you have a whole sector that has claims to be Republican, mm-hmm. and they're just crazier and batshit. It's like the Westboro Baptist Church. They're not really a church, they're a cult. Yeah. But they still like, oh, we're Christian. No, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Well, those are your people, man.
They're not my people.
This is who you
Don't
chose.
You ever.
These are your peers.
I'm offended.
Anyway, track. How do you name a child track? That's you've got tractor. Maybe that's short for tractor. Yeah. I'm stealing that one from Robin. There's railroad tracks. Maybe that's why she named the track to remember to remind herself of where she conceived that child on the track.
I got knocked up by the racetrack by your daddy.
The racetrack. Uh-huh. Anyway, she said her son came home from the war or from doing a tour, said he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and that it was Obama's fault because he made the situation worse because, Obama came in over and said, hey, track. It's noogie time. Come on, get over here. Fucking noogie time.
You know that because Obama does that. He wanders around, finds, veterans or somebody coming back from the war and just, roughs them up a little bit.
Yeah, that's Obama's job. That's his chief job. He doesn't do anything else. Just, hey, noogie time. Everybody.
He doesn't have time for policies. He's like, look,
policies?
Veterans.
Policies. And
Well, he is commander in chief.
Yeah, he is commander in chief. He can allow to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was arrested Monday night, of this week.
Obama?
No, 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 Obama.
That's crazy.
Track was arrested Monday night after apparently he beat up his girlfriend, and then while she was down, he starts kicking the shit out of her. And apparently he was investigated for domestic violence, assault on a female, interfering with the ability to report a crime because she was, you know, trying to call the police and he kept stopping her. And
she was pregnant right before it happened? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Don't tell me you're pregnant at the top of a flight of stairs. It's not my fault.
And to kick this all off, he was possessing of a firearm while intoxicated. There you go, guys.
Yeah, that's when you need them the most.
That's when you need to have a firearm is when you're liquored up.
No one listens to you when you're drunk unless you're holding a gun. Then they hear
everybody's full attention then.
Yeah, do you hear how terrible this story is? I mean, like, he's beating his girlfriend, he's got a gun, he's
But it's Obama's fault.
It's horrible. I know, like, how is Obama doing these things?
I don't know, it's remote
it's
control.
Horrible. He seems like such a nice guy.
I know, he's got a secret iPad that says, okay, here's Track, I'm going to make him do shit by pushing a button, beat girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was actually Obama had a problem with the girlfriend, and he was like, look, I bet I can get her roughed up by this guy.
Yeah, boom, send her a message, you know what I mean?
I saw the thing
that Sarah Palin said. I'm like, it didn't make sense. Like, Obama didn't say those things that she claims he said. And then she's saying that the only reason her son is beating women is because he's all upset about this, you know, the war and Obama. I'm like, is that all you need nowadays? Is that the excuse?
Connie, what are your thoughts on this?
She named him Track because he was born during track season.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
I figured it was because it was short for tracker. Like, she likes to hunt moose, and so she was, I don't know.
Dude, it was between moose poop or gunpowder.
I think it's because she's got a tracker built into him. She, you know, when he was born, she like, we got to follow this boy around everywhere I go. We got a little track in him.
That's the one that needs to be tracked.
Yeah.
Just
getting knocked up everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, abstinence works.
Absent makes the church grow fondlers.
Sarah Palin's daughter is living proof that abstinence works twice.
No, she Jesus came back twice. She's still a virgin. He has two
I'm
more
sure of it.
God babies.
Yeah, double Jesus the shit out of her.
Dawkins' doctor from the chairman says, why isn't her daughter named Field? She's like grass. She's easily laid.
Where's the rim shot?
I need to get a rim shot button. I haven't had to put a rim shot button on here yet. Connie, did you have any additional thoughts on there?
Okay, part of the reason that he was upset with her, according to the police report, was because she was talking about an ex-boyfriend. So, and he doesn't.
Oh, that's a good reason just to beat the shit out of her.
Why didn't we hear that part of the story?
That justifies it.
Absolutely justifies it all. You know.
That I wanted a first date a couple weeks ago, and the girl started talking about her ex-boyfriend, and I beat the shit out of her right in the middle of the restaurant. It's fine.
Well, that's not like WWE. Ric Flair walks in, has the other guy talk about his ex-girlfriend,
woo!
And then bam, in the mouth. Trying to kiss him.
That's like living down in Texas. The he needed killing law, you know. Just in this case, she needed to be beat up law, you know.
Yeah. Just a couple swipes with the foot.
This isn't being recorded on the internet, is it?
I'm going to have to answer this later. I'm going to lose my party's nomination, I think.
Boy.
Did you have any last thoughts on that, Connie?
I was going to say, no, I had to mute my microphone because the black helicopters were buzzing me.
Oh, nice.
So we should really be careful. No.
Careful,
Chuck Palin has quite a checkered history of violent behavior, and so... And he was actually he was a reservist. He went over as a reservist with his friends.
One week in a month can get you that crazy headed.
Yeah,
that's all it takes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Just,
okay.
Yeah.
Sophane and Pat, what are your thoughts on this?
I wish my mommy could come up with great excuses when I fuck up. Like,
yeah, my mom always blames that shit on me. It's like, oh, you did it again.
Yeah,
why can't you be more like Sarah Palin and blame it on goddamn like the president?
The thanks Obama was is a funny joke that was, you know, used for a long time. But the fact that Sarah Palin went up there and basically did a long version of a thanks Obama,
yeah,
hilarious.
I know. I've got Sarah Palin here on my iPad here. And I gotta ask her, do you agree that you're a piece of batshit crazy, Sarah?
Hoo-ah. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you, Sarah. That's
celebrities on here.
Super popular.
You didn't even tell me. So embarrassed. Look at my hair.
We are joined tonight with Sophane and Pat from YouTube, and the channel is Poisoning the Well, and which is also known as a logical fallacy, which is most people probably don't realize.
It's a what?
It's a logical fallacy, actually.
Somebody stole our name?
Yes.
So weird.
I know, right?
I thought we were being clever.
Thought we made that shit up.
I smell class action lawsuit, guys.
Yeah, so do I.
There's no class here.
Yeah. Take all the action you want.
I have a few questions, and I'm going to turn it over to Connie here. Were you ever religious, or either one of you either religious, and how did you come to your non-belief?
I'll let Aaron go first on this one.
Okay.
Yes.
So Fane.
Yes, I was religious. I was growing raised in the Catholic Church. I was an altar boy till I was like 18, and none of the little dresses you have to wear were long enough, so that like came barely below my knees. It looked fucking stupid.
I got tired of the salty taste.
Oh no!
Why do you always do that?
It was low hanging fruit, bro.
We didn't all get raped.
You weren't cute enough.
That's
where you.
That's all. Oh. Like, he just is like, you're not into me. That's like, I heard.
So
this
that's
is
why
a
you
thing.
Left the church.
Like, I mean, I'm not. I don't want to have. I don't want to have. I don't want to be raped.
When did you decide that you the religion thing was kind of just not your bag?
You know what? It actually, I went to a Christian school as well. And
there you go.
Yeah, I went to a Christian school, and we had a Bible class that was every day. It was like a full period of Bible class. And when I first started that school, the guy started in Genesis chapter 1.
Oh God.
And we're gonna crush this Bible. And so he would read
were
a certain
you allowed
section
to
and we
it?
Would have questions. And so I mean it started right off the fucking bat with me. And Genesis is a clusterfuck. And I started having a hard time, like, making excuses for this. And then I would have questions and get real shitty answers, easy questions that I could fucking crush on now. Because, you know, like, where did Cain get his wife? He got,
yeah,
you know,
wife showed up
killed his brother, sent him off to the land of Nod to find a wife. Who the fuck was in the land of Nod? Nobody's ever mentioned these people. Like,
well, see,
what the
well, that was my thing. I got to a point.
And he did murder.
Yeah, but that wasn't.
He gets an old lady. Well, that
commandments weren't around yet.
Man, you know, I don't know. Is it death, that word? Like, should be put to death or sent to another place to get a wife? I got to tell you, I've had a couple wives.
Well, that's called mail order bride. That's
oh, man. I hope they don't listen. One of them I really like.
She's super religious.
She's not religious. Oh, she's not religious. I just don't want her hearing me disparaging her.
As far as I was brought up in the Episcopalian church, which is like a Catholic light.
Yeah, you're going to hell.
Yeah, I'm already going to hell. So I was like confirmed and baptized, but like I was really, I think I was like 6 or 7. I came home and talked to my dad and, hey, is it bad if I don't believe in this God bullshit? And he goes, no, that's why I don't go to church, man. My dad was an atheist.
Well, that's cool.
It was kind of just like my mom would make me go just so I would learn stuff.
Uh-huh. Learn what?
And but like I had to be an altar boy as well, and I was too short for the skirts, and I had a very awkward moment the first time I had to carry the torch down the aisle.
You set the church on fire?
It was, basically I knocked the preacher out with the torch and lit the altar on fire. No, I learned that the best way for me to keep from stepping on my dress and pulling my blouse down was to kick it out of the way,
uh-huh.
Right? So I would just kick it. The problem is the bottom of the little candle torch thing I'm holding, every once in a while I would kick it, and it would tip the candle back, and the candle would drop wax on my head, and then I would sit there walking down the aisle, like goose-stepping, and try to throw wax out of my hair, and it just looked like some Nazi marched down the middle of the church, and I realized religion was just not for me.
Hey, you know, it's, some people like that wax being poured on them. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, I'm into it now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I believe that we are on Earth 2, that Earth 1 was blown up to make way for an intergalactic bypass.
You waiting for that to happen? You waiting for the Vorg gods to show up too, right?
That's it. That's look, if you can believe in the Bible, you can believe in the Hitchhiker's Guide. I think that's even as absurd. And you know what? I like it better.
Yeah,
it actually makes more sense too, which is odd.
Yes, it follows a good story arc.
Yes, it does. Yes. My next question here is: how do you go about producing your videos and your podcast?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Yay.
This guy
prepared. It's not like we sit down in the boardroom and go, "All right, what we got, boys?" And we, you know, pitch it like an
SNL
sketch.
Here's our best ideas.
Tina Fey writes in for us. No, it started off really where we were doing the podcast. And I did the podcast out of laziness. I was trying to write a movie script. I was going to write a screenplay, and I would hang out with Sofane and our other friend Nick, and they would just tell these absurd stories because they were like nightclub promoters. So they were writing these crazy stories about being out late at night and the girls and the drugs and the parties and the overdoses and all this stuff. And I was like, man, these guys are going to die soon. I got to write all these stories down so I have a really good and just combine it as one script. But then I realized that writing's really boring and lazy. I'm too lazy to do it.
Oh, it's terrible.
I was like, I should record it. I was like, well, if I'm going to record it, I should just make a podcast about it. So our entire Devil's Business podcast is actually just predicated on my friend Aaron and Nick slowly killing themselves over their lifetime.
Oh, no.
And just all the crazy stories.
Okay.
And then we decided, well, we got all these great cameras and stuff too, so why don't we just start doing YouTube videos? Because we were watching.
How hard could it be?
Right, because we were already we're crushing the audio game, right?
Mm. Yeah, so we got microphones.
So we had good audio. I was like, well, let's just try to do a video. And we were watching a lot of Courageous Cat and Armored Skeptic and some of the other
good channels.
Yeah, some of the other channels that we were just
we're fanboys.
Yeah, so we were just kind of really digging all the atheist videos in particular on YouTube. And we're like, well, what? We can make our own. And it just so happened that the first video we went after was this crazy Christian lady ranting about gay marriage, and we weren't originally going to stick to just atheist directed or mocking religion, but we found it's just easier to find insane Christians posting on YouTube, because we were just trying to find crazy people, and it was really religious people that were the ones that were nuts.
Yeah,
so it just kind of went that direction. Then people started sending us some videos to do, and
I'll tell you right now, what you do is you watch a shit ton of YouTube.
Way too
much. A shit ton of it.
Yeah.
I watch so fucking much YouTube, and I love it. I love this. I love the whole fucking concept. And like, everybody, the voices in their head can finally, like, talk to the fucking universe. And the thing is, I'm there. I'm listening. And I hear you. So I will, like, man, I'll listen to a ton of just mundane videos. Ton of mundane videos. And then every once in a while, something crazy will happen, like our Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was just listening to new stuff that had come out and about Christmas. And then I see the Christmas story of Jesus and this sweet old lady. And I expected it to be just another crappy video with this lady talking about the Christmas story.
Just reading the Bible or something.
As soon as she said, this sweet old lady with her poinsettia and everything, says the Intergalactic Council...
Yes.
It's like, holy shit, here it is.
Record scratch.
Yeah, like, I found her. And I call Patrick. I'm sending him a link to the video. I'm telling him I got this concept. I got this story arc. And I know what we're going to do. My Nana is going to tell us the Christmas story of Jesus.
I saw that one. That was brilliant.
Yeah. That was one that Aaron really kind of had to sell me on, because at first when he brought me the video, he was too hyped on it, and he was just over the top.
I couldn't stop. I was going to
pee. And I didn't see what he saw at first, but he kept pitching it. And about half an hour later, I was in on it, and we started writing the video, and it kind of came together pretty quickly. But Fear Sign's an easy target.
Fear Sign's usually easy. But I'll tell you, the hardest one was the one we just did.
The dinosaur one.
Oh, that was a good one. That was part of the promo I did.
Yeah,
that one has defeated us before. We've attempted to film it
months ago. We tried that one.
We didn't have the concept, and she was so crazy. We like to jump on the other side of people. Like, if you're crazy, we could take it, like, one step further. We could take it a little bit farther. And she had, like, no room on the other side of her to get on.
Yeah, I couldn't. I actually had, like, a kind of a mental meltdown on her.
You should have seen
it. I couldn't do it. We were supposed to write for the video, and I could not – because at one point she starts talking about like the feminist side of it, like women killing babies and screaming at the bodies. I'm like, wait, believing in dinosaurs but you want to kill babies? I don't even understand.
Scream at your bodies.
I know. I was like, I saw that. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
And that was my thing. I said, like, I couldn't, but she said it so matter of factly. I was like, I couldn't even understand what she was babbling about. I was like, wait, what? You're telling me that if we believe that dinosaurs exist, then women have to hate themselves? And I just couldn't.
It's just a symptom.
Well, it's obvious. Didn't you? You couldn't see the connection? You believe in dinosaurs? Hate yourself. Those two go hand in hand.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I was just getting lost. I told Aaron, I was like, look, I just don't think I can do this video. I can't get her. And then I got to the point where I was like, maybe we should just edit that part out because I can't figure that statement out. Until finally, we kind of found a way to just kind of scoop past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was like, no, we can't cut that out. We can't cut it out. She's
crazy.
She said it. And the thing is, I was researching her. I watched her interview with Aaron Raw. I was, man, if she's a Poe, her Poe game is strong.
Yeah, she's never broken.
And people have left a lot of comments on the video saying, oh, she's a Poe, she's a Poe. And then I will ask for people, I'm like, please share me the evidence. Show me what I missed where she's like, ha, just kidding. JK, everybody.
Some of these people, you wonder if that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, yeah, I'm just kidding. I actually don't believe this shit.
Yeah, you know what? It would make me be able to sleep at night if that happened.
Yeah.
I love that she's there, and I love that these people are here. And that need to apologize for young Earth creationism to make it work, mm-hmm. despite everything, what drives people, the cognitive dissonance drives people mm-hmm. to do and say the craziest shit. And people were like, this person isn't real. They're faking it. And I'm like, you cannot say that when Ray Comfort's banana and Ken Ham's dinosaurs ate vegetables in the Garden of Eden. And those are okay.
Yeah.
Like nobody like is like, oh, yeah, you're picking on that shit. Clearly, Ray Comfort to Poe. Yeah, no.
No,
these things. And I love it. I love it. And sometimes we'll be sitting here doing it, writing it and doing. And you'll find yourself falling into it. Patrick especially will.
I fall full. Because we had to do the.
You start to believe a little. You have to believe a little.
You have to, just for the character. Well, we did the end of the world scenario one, mm-hmm. where we did the September 23rd, the Earth was supposed to end. It was supposed to be Judgment Day or something. Yeah. And we watched 2 days worth of videos on all the conspiracy theories about September 23rd being the end of the world.
So much. Wow. YouTube was just filled and hours and hours
of stuff.
Starts
to be just hypnotic, where you're just like, entranced by this, and you start going, I see it now, man. I see it everywhere.
I know, but you know what? It got us to get the video out. We like really hustled because we were like, man, we've only got 10 days to the apocalypse. We got to get this out here, so hopefully someone will like it. I don't want to die thinking people don't like me.
I have to read a quick comment from the chat room here. Dawkins Dog said, the only thing better than a young Earth creationist is a flat earther. Those guys are truly off the chart. Which,
yes, they are on my menu, and I'm trying to convince Patrick.
We didn't have to try to convince him. We were trying to find the right. It was months ago where we found a good flat Earth video, but we were trying to get a really good one that was like crazy enough.
Mm-hmm.
And
with,
all of a sudden,
preferably with someone.
Yeah,
in
someone
it.
In it, and everyone was just doing the steady shots and just pictures of the Earth and the UN flag or something like that. And they were just. So we were trying to cover flat Earth, and then Armored Skeptic came out with a big flat Earth thing, and then
I saw that one.
So it was like, all of a sudden, it's like we just missed the ball. We didn't get it out soon enough, where all of a sudden everyone had a flat Earth video. Now I'm like, man, I got to find a really good flat Earth video to even throw in the gauntlet, because it just – we came in late on that one again.
Yeah.
Instead of being ahead of the curve on the edge of the wave, you're behind it a little bit. Yeah.
It's like we're just chasing the wave, and that's worse.
That's fine. Right. I don't really care.
Well, the dinosaur one, we're chasing the wave, because that one
– that bit has been out a year.
Yeah.
I have a few other questions I want to ask you here. How do you film your videos, and how do you edit them? I mean, what software do you use? I mean, or do you guys have somebody else that does the editing, or do you guys do the editing yourself?
It's all us. 100% of the writing, shooting, and everything is us.
Yeah, we set up a studio in the house, and with backdrops, we've got a lot of lighting fixtures. We film with a Canon 1D Mark IV. And then Patrick will mix all the audio through a board.
Yeah, I do the audio's separate on a mixing board going into the computer, and then I lay them over together. Originally, when we started, I was just doing iMovie. It was just it was simple, and iMovie can do a decent YouTube video, mm-hmm. and so we were using iMovie just exclusively. And then it started we start kind of upping our production a little bit. We got a green screen, and so we start kind of, well, why don't we try to do some other stuff? And
yeah, we want to do more skit style stuff.
And... Yeah, and stepping away, not just doing mocking videos, but maybe just doing our standalone videos where we just are mocking ourselves or whatever. And so we moved up to a Premiere, so now we're doing Premiere Pro.
Yeah, with After Effects and doing those things. Yeah. Okay. And the thing is, like, you know, we got all this sweet stuff to play with, and then we're like, dick and fart jokes.
Yeah.
that's what we're doing with it.
Some of our other YouTube buddies are really smart guys, and they put together these really great videos, and all they could say about us is how we have great production. I'm sitting there going,
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, the great production. And I was like, yeah, it's like, because we're not coming with anything intelligent. We're just being mocking and just digging fart jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of the time we'll be so drunk that, oh man, filming it. I just can't believe sometimes when
it comes together.
Yeah. When it comes together, I'm like, holy crap, we pulled something out of that turd.
You can polish a turd.
Yeah, by the end of the videos, most of the time we're fairly intoxicated, and Aaron will just stand up and go, well, I hope you have a good time editing, and then he'll leave, and then I'll have to put it all together and hope it follows the same storyline that we started with.
Mm-hmm.
But like the last video we did, we actually filmed for 2.5 hours with an out-of-focus camera because we were so drunk. We didn't realize the camera.
Oh, no. We couldn't use any of it.
I had to reshoot like the whole middle of the video just to
get it to work. Yeah, we were so wasted. I couldn't focus the camera. And I had it way out of whack.
We've had
blurry things in the background, like waving our arms, and I was dancing. I don't know what happened.
We've had things similar to that happen here. We were recording, and we got literally halfway through the show, and then the whole computer just crashed, and we had to redo the entire show right from scratch. There's been times where we've lost the show for whatever reason. We've had to come back the next day and just re-record it then.
I thought that was deja vu.
That happened again.
That too.
We had that with our podcast a couple times where, you know, there's been some podcasts we did. I just thought the podcast was crap. I wouldn't post it. But we had a few where, you know, the podcast just fell apart mid-show and had to kind of start, like, backtrack, like, 5-10 minutes and try to do another running start at it.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
A pain in the ass. Speaking of other pains in the ass, how did you get into making YouTube videos? And are there other YouTube channels out there that you really like other than, you know, Packard Pokes At?
Oh yeah, well, love Packards. I love this.
I think
sweet
wraps
Packard
it up, right?
And we're done. Yeah, we got into it was more of a challenge. It's like for the last, you know, couple of years, we actually been talking about doing a YouTube video. Hey, why don't we just shoot a video? We got the, you know, the equipment where we could technically, we were like photographers.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, we could technically use all this stuff and shoot in 1080p and shoot like some decent stuff. And, you know, I'm starting to get used to editing these little videos for the podcast. I was like, we could just try to, and that's how our channel evolved. Like, if you look at, I think we're only about 11 episodes in on the Poisoning the Well.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
But we have like 40 something videos up.
Yeah, the rest of it's just so nonsense.
It was just goofy shit that we were doing from our podcast. So, like, if you backtrack beyond the 11 videos of the Poisoning the Well, you start to see all the Devil's Business stuff. And there was some goofy stuff. Like, I'm talking to my grandmother in one of them. And so
yeah, you were getting them to read rap lyrics.
Yeah, I made my grandmother read rap lyrics and stuff. So,
that sounds like David Letterman, where he's like, okay, here, Ma, I want you to mix these with this, these eggs in this bowl with this thing here, and it's a dildo, and she doesn't realize it's a dildo, and she's like, this thing doesn't work very well.
Yes, exactly. I thought, man, I just take pop culture to my grandmother, it'll be totally lost on her, and then try to see if she can figure out what the hell it means.
Didn't you buy her a shake weight for Christmas a couple years ago?
I did. It was I had a joke. I had a joke I used to do on, like, I do stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. So I had a joke I used to do on stage about buying my grandmother a shake weight. And then I decided, you know what would be better is if I actually bought my grandmother a shake weight. And so I did, and she didn't realize how funny it was. It was funny to me until she handed it to my little niece, and she was doing it, and it just got awkward immediately. But anyway, that was how we got the video started. It was just more of a dare for each other and to see if we could do it and see if we got any success with it.
Yeah, that first video was a mess. We didn't have a script. We were just
talking.
Yeah, we were just talking. We didn't know how to – we didn't have the camera settings right, and we were just drunk on a Sunday, and we're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's make a video because Patrick had found this crazy lady.
Yeah. But the videos that – we watch the most now, like we got, after we got into the YouTube, we've been talking, well, Fishhead Salad is one. He's yep. one of the first guys.
Kiss his ass.
I'll kiss his ass. He's the one that gives us a big
shit. Out of it.
So yeah, anybody listening, go to Fishhead Salad's page and subscribe.
Yeah. Super awesome.
He's an awesome man. He is an awesome guy.
He helped out a lot. Big push for us. And then, Crazy's Cat actually found us initially because he would comment on a couple of our videos mm-hmm. and tweet us, but he never gave us a shout out. But Crazy's Cat a lot of times would talk to us, and then
we were watching a lot of Crazy's Cat. He was a big influence on our channel.
Yeah,
actually.
We wanted the goofy guy that was Christian but mocking, and so we went that direction. But then we got was it Microblogginism, Smells Like E Minor.
Oscar Juggle.
Yeah. Into the Fringe with Oscar.
And yeah, then, we like and you know, I like some of the heavy stuff too.
Logic and we
Oh
were,
yeah.
So Logic gave us that big shout, and that's what pushed us way over
the
top.
Yeah, that guy's freaking great.
We had CC here on the show a few years back as a
yeah,
guest.
Yeah, actually I listened to that one. Yeah, he was way one. Funnier than us and it was upsetting me. It's really funny.
I will crush the team. I can be funnier than him.
just wait for Devin to tear him apart and we'll just pick up the pieces.
Just go cry to Devin. Devin!
He's so much funnier than us. He's regressive.
I have one last question, then I'm going to turn it over to Connie. What do either one of you do, or both of you do, outside of your YouTube persona? Do you have like a regular job? Do you go out and hunt buffalo or prod the GOP? What do you do?
I work the corners and plant tulips.
Tulips are big this year.
I do stand-up comedy. You can check out the saintsandsinnerscomedy.com. That's me and my buddy Matthew Lumpkin. I've been doing the last decade. I've been doing traveling the country and been overseas doing stand-up. And then
cool.
I'm part owner now of the comedy club in Myrtle Beach, the Carolina Comedy Club.
Cool.
Yeah, nice. And I actually am a project manager. I do software development and the marketing director for an adventure sports company.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's a suit and tie job.
That's how
I do
get
a lot.
Good SEO on our videos.
I have kind of a suit and tie corporate
job.
Which
is so funny because he's so corporate during the day that he comes and puts on a blue wig, goes, "All right, let's film the Dick and Park jokes, get drunk."
I know, and then my boss sees that stuff.
But you're putting the glasses on, so you're incognito.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody will even recognize me, bro.
Stop calling your boss bro, by the way.
That blue hair will throw them off for sure.
You come in smell like whiskey the next morning.
These aren't things we talk about. I take my job very seriously. I love my career. Please don't fire me. Please don't fire me.
Connie, do you have some questions for Sophie and Pat?
Yeah, first of all, your podcast, I noticed you were up to episode 50, but the last episode was like June.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
It was about the same time we started doing the videos.
Yeah. Ah. It was so weird how that happened. Like, the last video came out June. Last podcast was June. The first video was the end of June. So weird.
We were doing, we were talking about Confederate flag and gay marriage at the time. That was our last podcast.
Oh, I love that. That one had such a good line in it. Nick was in that podcast.
And he talked about the Northern flag.
Yeah, and he was like, you know what? The North won the Civil War. You don't see them flying the Northern flag all over the place.
I guess you do. They're also on every post
it's
office,
called
bank,
the United States flag, you
every courthouse.
Well, that was their mic drop, right? Yeah.
We're plotting this flag everywhere. Boom.
Yeah, they've been putting I haven't seen the Northern flag ever. They've been rubbing it in our face.
I know. Oh, stars and stripes and everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the podcast basically kind of went on the back burner because the video started being the attention. I've only got so much editing hours I can do before I'm just like, all right, I'm running out of time now.
Yeah, and I'm lazy.
Well, but honestly, we're thinking about adjusting the podcast more directed towards the videos just because we were starting to run out of content at some point.
I've only done really, even me have a limited amount of terrible things I've done in my life to talk about.
At some point, you're just going to die. There's no way.
It starts to dry up. I was like, man, I know I have more evil in me than 50 episodes.
So you're saying if I download your podcast, I'll be done in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You say evil like it's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, we're talking talk about crazy sex stories, and after a while, you just start talking about, like, married sex. Just like, yeah.
Snooze. Nobody wants that to hear about that. Sleep.
Yeah, she lifted a cheek for me last night. It's pretty hot.
Boom.
But, yeah, I think the podcast will be coming back more regularly. I'm sitting there going, man, no one listens to the podcast. Hey, we got 50 episodes up there. It's like, they're still all funny. They still all hold. So I was like, let that sit in for a while, and then we'll get back into doing that. But I just got to get more time.
Yeah, and I think, the focus now is more on the YouTube channel. We right. enjoy it okay. and enjoy the format. We plan on, you know, throwing in the podcast. It'll probably be very irregular as we're trying to get, you know, find our sea legs on YouTube. But
no, there you go.
I don't know. We like to, you know, we like to talk about ourselves a lot. So
I'm really our biggest fans.
I'm having a really good time right now.
Oh, that's good.
Did we tell everybody how awesome we are?
How humble we are? That's probably the best thing about me.
Your humbleness is only outshined by your sparkliness.
Like, people don't even talk about that, and I find that surprising.
Yes, I didn't want to be the one that mentioned it.
Yeah, like, I mean, because of the humility.
On your website, The Devil's Business, it says something about you being nightclub promoters. I was not aware that that was a career choice.
Yes.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah.
What does a nightclub promoter do?
He goes to nightclubs and says, hey, this is the best nightclub. Everyone should be here only on this night.
Yeah, get it on my guest list. It's super free.
Oh, okay.
I'll get you some free drinks, and then that's it. So that's where the SoFane character started from, was nightclub promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was coming off the road doing comedy.
I did this thing in real life. That's why it's so easy.
Yeah, the character he's been doing for years. So I came off the road, and I had been touring for a while, and I was like, man, I want to go out and party. And I kept seeing these guys, you know, SoFane and Alcoholic and Armada Magazine, and I was like, man, this is – these guys look awesome. They work for Armada Magazine, which I thought was an actual official magazine, and apparently it's just a promotion company that makes themselves seem. Oh my!
It says magazine in the title, bro. Just don't ruin it.
So they changed the company from Aaron and Nick ended up splitting off and making My Favorite Sin. So you'll hear in the videos occasionally we mentioned My Favorite Sin. That's the current promotion company that we still technically do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to a club in a while.
Yeah, me either. It cuts into YouTube time.
Yeah.
That YouTube time is very important.
Yeah, it's socializing and having to talk to people and all that. I find out it's much better. If we just hang out together and talk about how great we are, it's a better time.
Our jokes at the nightclub had run thin, but on YouTube, they're still new.
Yeah, nobody's ever heard all this bullshit before. I'm not fucking sick of us yet.
Oh, no, trust me. On
it's
Reddit,
coming.
On Reddit, they've
oh, yeah, sexy. Fucking Reddit is not fans of us. Reddit was like, these are the most annoying assholes on the planet, and pretty sure they're gay.
I thought that was like we were kind of doing a dusting of gay, and then I started watching our videos, and they're like, we come across way gayer than we should.
Yeah, we do. It's a problem. It's not pulling the chicks like I was hoping it would.
That's what I'm in it for. I'm in it for the chicks, man.
Where are the YouTube chicks?
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
Getting into YouTube for the chicks is like getting into the marching band for the chicks.
You noticed that too, did you?
Look, you're a YouTuber? I'm going to go talk to somebody else with a boat. You're an idiot.
Connie, did you have an additional question?
Just one last question. Sid and Sinner, how are they?
They're little slices of angel food cake.
They're fantastic. Well, Sinner on Thanksgiving decided to pick a fight with a pit bull and got half of his face bit off.
Yeah, he lost it. It was super embarrassing for us. I can't even go back over to that part of the neighborhood.
Yeah. So Sinner is actually good now. He got his face sewn back together, and he doesn't even seem to notice. Sid is fantastic, but needs a haircut. And then we have the new puppy, Johnny Rotten, that got added to the
Johnny Rotten is now – we got a new Pomeranian. He's busy shitting and pissing all over everything. He's adorable. God.
He's dominant. He's showing his dominance. So
he ruins a lot of video clips because we have to keep cutting because the dogs keep barking.
Yeah, the dogs are the number one call on takes in our videos. they're always there and they're raising hell. And
yeah, if you watch, we have the blooper video that we put up there. And there's a whole segment in the middle where we're dealing with the dog.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, I love those little fuckers.
Yeah. Oh, they're fun.
We're going to turn over the questions to the chat room here. Evilness wanted to know where he can get one of those wigs.
$7 on Amazon.
Yep.
There you go.
Congratulations.
That was an argument.
He didn't want me to get the damn wig, and I refused to. I was going to quit the goddamn show.
He wouldn't stop wearing it, the wig.
We'll break up this band right now over this fucking $7 Amazon wig.
That Yoko wig? You break up the band over a wig. That is silly.
Yeah.
He
who's got a wig and who still has a partner?
Right.
First it's me. Second it's you.
Well, yeah, it goes into where also we start doing a lot of costuming in the show.
Mm-hmm.
No one prompted it, but we just start wearing a lot of costumes.
No, we just
sort
of like it.
And so we decided to do the poisoning the lab on the last one, doing a science themed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just quickly went to Amazon, just bought the cheapest lab coat I could, which was a chick's lab coat, which was funny.
Yeah, I ordered mine separately and spent a little bit more money and got like an adult lab coat that didn't have a tie strap across the back.
Yeah, but you're such a sucker for marketing that you bought the blue wig that was offered.
You can't even button it up because the buttons are the wrong way, lady. Look at the thumbnail right here on the screen.
I'm holding the jacket closed because I couldn't get it to
button. Yeah, because you can't button the damn thing. These buttons are on the wrong side.
Well,
wearing a girl's lab coat.
But honestly, I think for the Fat Pat story arc, because the way I've always, it's kind of happened accidentally, the Fat Pat story arc was that I'm apparently closeted gay and trying to cover my gayness with alcohol and Christianity.
Yes, yes, that's his.
And so if anybody even noticed that I was wearing a girl's lab coat, it would follow my story arc that I'm...
That is true. These things keep happening. These things keep happening, like your character is supposed to be gay, and yet you keep doing all these gay things.
But yes, that blue wig was...
Are you trying to tell me something, Patrick? I'm okay. I support your choice. Marry me.
The tax break is worth it, bro. It really is.
Fish Head Salad wanted to know Neil Young or Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious.
Yeah. Sex Pistols all the way. What the fuck?
He named a dog Sid Vicious.
Yeah. Well, he looks like it. I mean, he's fucking rugged. Yeah,
he will take you out at the knee.
Yeah. Super bitter. I can see him like getting fucking wasted on heroin and crashing through a fucking hotel door. That's the kind of dog he is.
No Southern man needs him around anyhow. Skinner.
Skinner!
New York can suck at Canada.
Boom.
Evilness from the chat room wants to know, where are the bow ties? I feel like the outfits are missing bow ties.
Son of a bitch. Oh, I have a bow tie in one episode in the... one where we did theoretical bullshit and Jacqueline Glenn.
Oh, you did wear a bow tie.
I wear one at the end. I dress it up. I wanted to do this thing like I was on a date
with
Jacqueline Glenn.
But it's a snap-on bow tie, you loser. You don't even know how to tie a bow tie.
Yeah, they're complicated. Whew. But so I just took my same outfit and went and put a bow tie on it. Super cool.
They got clip-ons, you know. That's what it is.
He's going to do a clip-on. I'm telling you. We'll do a tuxedo one. I think I should do an Armored Skeptic because I went for Dragon Con down in Atlanta. I went as Armored Skeptic.
Yeah, he super crushed it too. It looked really good.
Yeah, Armored Skeptic and him like retweeting it and sending it out. And I got all this attention because I was wearing the top half of a tuxedo.
Yeah, we were so excited too. We're such fucking fanboys.
Yeah, it was really
that's bad. What's funny. It's like when Fishhead Salad and when Logic shouted us out, we're such fucking fanboys that we're just squeeing around the house. Like, wee, God, God.
when Fishhead Salad actually subscribed, Aaron immediately yelled at me because I didn't tell him that Fishhead Salad subscribed
really?
To us.
Yeah, because I really like Fishhead Salad's channel, especially those when he would like recreate the dinosaur.
Or the mammoth
or
one.
He did the mammoth one and he did that pterodactyl one where he recreates it. And I was like, this is the most smart ass smart. It's awesome. Like, it's just very smart. It's also super smart ass. It makes you feel stupid for believing this shit was real. I love it. So we're fanboys.
Okay, we had one from Your Damned. He's one of our co-hosts on the channel here. He asked, and he insisted I ask this one. He says, do you have any secret gay tattoos?
Well, I feel
he doesn't know
what
the word secret means, does he?
I feel like he has some information on me that doesn't need to be expressed.
I told you, the internet never forgets that shit.
Well, all right. Let me tell. Look, I got some stories. I made my own stories. I didn't have to be in a club to make a story, Aaron. I was in Myrtle Beach doing a show, and this was 5 years ago. And this actually became a bit on my on the stage that me and the other comedian I work with, Matt, we would do. And I had gotten two nautical stars tattooed on my hips.
Oh, okay.
And so the joke was always that we went and got matching tattoos, and I put one on this hip, and then Matt got his on my other hip. And so there was the gay tattoos. I have these two stars that make my junk look like a constellation. More like a constellation prize, really.
Sorry, ladies. Look at these stars. Yeah, I have a tattoo on my back that, man, I thought it was Frankie Bones, dude. It was Frank from a Frankie Bones album, and I'd used it briefly as a logo as a promoter in Pensacola, Florida. And
I thought that was a Cocopelli like thing, that like weird little Indian.
You're pissing me off. You're fucking pissing me off. I'll beat your ass right here on this fucking show.
I'm all hopped up on moonshine, man. I'm super strong.
Woo! But yeah, so it's supposed to be this chick like wearing these platform shoes and holding a gun, and she's got a halo. It's just a silhouette of her. And like she had shadows coming off her feet or whatever. But the thing is, it faded and blurred. And now it looks like a chick on skis with a pistol. like she's like an Olympian.
Like some just drunk person doing cross country.
Yeah, like that cross country wheel where they will stop and they will shoot guns. Like, but she's like, no, fuck that rifle. I'll do this shit with a pistol. And yeah, people are always like, why do you have that chick skiing on your back with a pistol? Skiing with weapons is dangerous. Like, oh, God.
Skiing is dangerous by itself. Add a gun and you just might as well just say, all right, I'm just might as well just put this gun in my mouth and just pull the trigger now.
He got the tattoo on his lower back. So
shut the fuck up. It's not. It's on my shoulder.
It'll start on your shoulder, but you're starting to get saggy.
Oh, that's true. It is moving down my back. Fucking gravity.
Gravity's a bitch.
It's a theory. It's made up.
Yeah.
Flat Earth, baby.
Theory of flat gravity.
Even as wants to know if it's, he wants, he says, please tell me it's a tramp stamp.
It's totally a tramp stamp.
I don't have a
if it's tramp on, stamp. If it's on Aaron, it's a bullseye.
You shut the fuck up.
Do you have any fangirls yet? Any creeper stalkers? Any creeper stalker male? He also wants to know that evilness in the chat
room.
No,
what the fuck?
I wouldn't say like, we encourage stalking, so it's kind of
yeah,
like,
I'm so disappointed.
We get a lot of comments from people that we like, but we haven't had any like creepy, like awkwardly messaging us or
and no nudes. What?
Yeah,
the
we have
fuck?
The worst fans. Not
nudes, please.
Oh, it could be from a dude.
Yeah, that's fine. Actually,
that's whatever. A win. I want to put together a coffee
table. It's the
book.
Message behind it that matters. Like that you cared enough to show us your.
We
wiener.
Should have a coffee table book of nudes sent to us.
Oh, really? Okay.
The girls can come over and see her. I'm like, oh, look, there's a
wiener.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. There's a wiener and some old naked lady who drives a school bus.
Oh, look, he's uncircumcised. I guess he'll grow into it eventually.
Do we have any further questions from the chat room? Oh, Evilness is also saying you should get a P.O. box, and she says, I'll fill it with dildos.
Trust me, our box is totally filled with dildos.
Oh.
Well, we had one of the videos where we had the double-sided dildo, and it's just such a weird story that no one asked us why we have a double-sided pink dildo.
Yeah,
I guess they kind of guessed it why we have it.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Ass to ass.
Yeah, actually, that was one that at a Christmas party.
That's a hell of a party gift.
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
Hey, you won a double sided dildo. Hey.
This is definitely a grand prize.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, we treated it poorly, and, like, it looks, it's got, like, dog hair and dirt all over it.
Swell.
And,
like it rough.
Yeah, like,
rough,
we
rough.
Dropped it out in
that's
the yard that one time.
Sound
we
any
were
better,
throwing
guys.
It.
Like, fetching
the
dog.
Yeah. Like, so, like, I don't know if any chicks are going to be into it.
Ooh, chocolate covered buttholes. I did see that. We should have that, like, get a Patreon started. Be like, hey, for $20, you can get our chocolate buttholes. I'm not token.
You can get one where you can make a copy of your own penis and make it out of chocolate. I'm just saying.
It's called clonawilly.com. I mean, I've heard.
Yeah, but people who like chocolate are going to want something a little bigger than that.
Well, mine's, white chocolate, they send you less white chocolate. They don't send you.
Yeah. Look, why don't we just start mailing people? Here, you can sign up for our Patreon, and we'll send you a Hershey's Kiss.
Just send you a signed autographed picture, and I'll put a cock smudge on it for you. My mom is very proud of me, by the way.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Like, he said some, we had that one episode. What'd you say about your mom? It was horrible. Say it again.
I'm not saying that shit about my mom. I had an answer for that.
I know, but I know you did. You said some terrible shit about your mom trying to be funny in the Halloween episode.
I forgot. My mom's a teacher, and one of her cohorts happened to be a subscriber to our channel. And he say that immediately the next day, goes running in, and I made some vigilant Christian making a baby in my mom's mouth or something.
Yeah, he said vigilant Christian. Got his mom's mouth pregnant.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it was an awkward conversation. I said, look, no, Fat Pat's mom, not my mom.
Yeah. It's
a character's
mom.
It's a character mom.
It's acting. Man. We are thespians.
All right, well.
It's gay.
All right, well, Sylphane and Pat, can you stick around for a little while longer?
Sure. Yeah, man, we're just getting fucking drunk. Why not?
This all is right, cool.
We got
beans.
Going on.
All right, great. We're in the meantime. Where can they find your channel and your podcast?
YouTube.com/poisingthewellTV. The podcast, you can go to devilsbusiness.net, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/ppthewell.
PP the well. That's right.
Perfect. PP in the well.
Yeah. But on the on our YouTube, any of our YouTube videos at Poison the Well, you can find our links to our Twitter and all that shit. And we do participate. I participate too much in getting stupid flame wars
that. He started a flame war accidentally because he's an idiot.
Yeah, I make jokes. God damn it. I make fucking jokes because I think I'm funny. And then people want to beat my ass. It's been a problem.
I comment to the wrong person and I make a joke and they don't think I'm funny. And then all of a sudden I'm getting retweeted by a bunch of people and all of a sudden Keurig doesn't like me.
Oh God. Look, tell them what happened with Keurig today. Oh. Keurig, you guys know the Keurig coffee maker?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so he pissed off the company
today.
We
got up this morning.
You pissed off a whole company?
The whole company responded.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I tweeted out a picture of a half-filled coffee cup because my Keurig decided I didn't need the full cup and just kind of give me a half cup of coffee for no reason. And so I made some little joke about I'm an adult Keurig. You can give me a full cup and blah, blah, blah. And why do you get to make the decisions? I'm pretty sure I pushed full cup or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then at some point throughout the discussion between Oscar from –
Yeah, Oscar Jungo. Yeah, Into the Fringe.
Into the Fringe, Oscar.
Highly recommended.
He starts commenting about it. So then I start responding to him, and I basically compare Keurig to Skynet.
You're not far off.
They're making their own – they're like – it's self-aware now because right after that, all of a sudden, Keurig says, hey, did you ever descale your coffee maker? Because basically it's just – they. Keurig basically called me dirty as crap.
And yeah, it's like, wow. You scale your coffee maker.
Yeah,
and
it's dirty. It's all junked up, and you need to clean it out.
Yeah, clean your coffee maker, you nasty twat. Yeah. And
well, that's not what they said.
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard in my head when you read their tweet. I heard that.
And that's been going on. So I started a flame war with Keurig this morning.
Yeah, then everybody started retweeting, and he was super embarrassed. They fucking owned you, dude. Yeah. Keurig fucking owns you.
On
morning.
Instagram, too. They didn't leave it at Twitter.
No, they just
Instagram.
Hunted him down at all his social media and were like, hey, it's not us, it's you.
I hate having to block Keurig from my.
Yeah, fuck. No, but seriously, it's a very handy machine, and we're going to clean it when we get home. We promise.
Okay.
Promise. Sorry, Keurig.
Sorry that we didn't descale it.
That's okay.
Contact us by email at ppapodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter. As at Packard Pokeset. Like us on Facebook.com/Packard Pokeset. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSet. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSet. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us,
you kick ass.
Over in Thailand there, they have a ceremony that these Buddhists just recently put up where they think that if you have bad luck, they can cleanse you of it by having you go through a ritual of a death and rebirth by having you lay down in a coffin, covering you with a pink sheet for several seconds or moments, and then say, hey, all your bad karma is gone. Which is really fucking bizarre. These Buddhist monks draw this sheet over the top of the casket, shrouding them in darkness while they go a symbolic death. Before the sheet is removed, he is reborn. This guy says, while I was laying down, I felt I had been resurrected once, and I felt the movement of the cloth. This guy is fucking weird. Now, the thing is here, if you think this is for people who think that they're actually removing bad luck, I got news for you here. The monks hold around 12 sessions per day. And here, this is where the weird part comes in. The weekends are the far most popular. Around 20 people can take part in each ceremony at the time. And there are even extra large coffins to reserve for an entire family. Psycho.
Let me tell you something. Your kids are going to look. If you hate your parents for certain reasons, making you have fake death on the weekend, that's going to stick to you.
Yeah.
I saw that. I read the article about the practicing death, or like, I'm like, look, you don't have to practice death. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah, I know. I've got like shit tons of stories. And there's way more fun ways to practice and pretend that you're dying.
GHB. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That shit will seriously, wow.
And the thing is, they also do this for a donation. Well, of course. Otherwise, you think they would be doing it and say, oh, we're just going to do this for free. Just, you know, just come in, just lay down in this coffin.
We're not going to have you fake death for free.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
You think we could do that at, like, the local fucking graveyard? Like, just get them to dig a grave, and then we'll just throw people in it and then take their wallets. Wait, how does it work?
How do these monks get paid?
I'm not sure. You put them in the hole, and then you rob them?
And you run.
Donation. I don't know. That's this business model sounds flawed.
Hand me your wallet and I'll let you out of the hole.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're just going to cover this shit up.
Yeah, we'll back this dozer right up to you.
Death Experience 2016.
Extreme.
Actually, you know what? I went on the Death Experience 2000 Extreme, and I'll tell you where, it's the worst ride at Disney. I'm just saying.
apparently you haven't been stuck on It's a Small World before. You were a liar.
Yeah, sorry. Dude, that shit broke on me this one time. And, like, I'm just sitting there in this boat with a bunch of fucking strangers who all have kids. And
what's your family, by the way?
What? All of them?
I know they're strange, but...
I can barely look
so
at them.
So not cool, man.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I'm there with my wife, and we're stuck on It's a Small World, and I can't shut my fucking mouth. And I have a foul mouth, is what people who have heard me tell me. And, yeah, so I started flipping out a little fucking bit because, God damn it, I know It's a Small fucking World. After all, I fucking get it.
But it's
and
a
I will
small,
shoot
small
every
world.
Wooden kid in that motherfucking built. I'm sorry.
You love Disney. Shut up.
I do love Disney. I love the living shit out of Disney. I would fucking kiss it in his mouth.
Hey, if Disney's listening, I'm not Keurig. You can send
Yeah. Tweet us. Please, Disney. Tweet us. No, we don't want to be signed to your fucking network or anything, but fine, give us hotel tickets. Oh, is that not how you do that? Oh, no, we're never going to be.
I don't think so. Connie, your thoughts?
You know, evidently in Thailand, there's competition to get people to donate to monks, and you know, their death experience is running up against something called the Tiger Temple Kachanaburi Temple. They have a gimmick where you can go and pet a tiger.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, oh, God, I want to pet a tiger. And then you get the death experience, you know, if it's...
Yeah. Or either that or your nickname is now Stumpy.
See, I have a picture of my ex-wife, because right, we would come up here to Gatlinburg.
Right.
And just over the mountains here is a little town called Cherokee, North Carolina.
Oh, the bears?
Yeah, and they have, like, this real shit zoo, man. And, like, it's a private zoo, and this guy's all got all kind of exotic animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so every spring when you come through here, you can stop by on the way back, and they'll let you take your picture with, like, she's got her picture with a grizzly bear with a Bengal tiger. And, the thing is, you stand behind them, and you hold this adorable fucking baby with fucking 3-inch razor claws, and they try to distract it with a stick. They distract it with a stick so as to tear your fucking face off.
Didn't Siegfried and Roy, like, one of them get eaten by a tiger? Like,
I don't think he was eaten by the tiger, bro. Hyperbole, man. Watch your mouth.
part of his head ended up inside of a tiger.
Yeah, oh, look, I didn't say shit went awry, but he didn't get eaten, I'm pretty sure.
He got to see the business end, you know, the hard way.
Yeah, the guy, I mean, I heard the tiger was super grouchy, but those fucking things, the fucking claws, you don't even know, these babies have these terrible claws. And I was like, it's going to rip my wife's face off. And then I'll be married to her still, because you can't, like, somebody, if your spouse gets their face ripped off, you can't like, abandon them. You're
according to Pat Robertson, you can just, if your wife doesn't look good anymore, you can just abandon her and just go marry somebody else.
He's a fucking goddamn prophet of God. Jesus! The answer is here! Never mind, fuck you, bitch. Deal with your fucking handicap.
Pat Robertson.
Oh, man, the fucking moonshine's making me yell. I do
but you're not
happen.
Rebel yelling
yet. What happened, and our subscribers
can you rebel
drop
yell
it,
for
pull
me?
It up. It's like a tote board going down. People are abandoning ship before these losers melt down.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm doing it now.
Dawkins, Dr. the Chairman, says, I watched a guy stick his cock in a tiger's mouth once. He asked if I'd like to try. I said, sure, but I don't think I'd be able to open my mouth as wide as the tiger.
I love it. That's really good. And I hope
that's right up our alley. That's our jokes.
Why did you read that shit out? If you wouldn't have read it out, we could just, like, copy and paste that shit and stole the fuck out of his joke. But you ruined it. Like, you put it out on the internet now, Packard.
I'm sorry.
we don't have as big of a fan base.
Anyway.
Probably can still do that.
Yeah, we will. We'll say we recorded it first.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You just record it late first before I get it out, you know.
Boom. Sorry, Dawkins, dog. Fucking copyright your shit.
He goes,
hashtag real talk.
He says, finally, somebody wants to steal one of my jokes.
It's already been stolen. You need to be filing a police report and not fucking being all aghast. A crime has been committed against you, and I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Connie, did you have any last thoughts on that?
Oh, God. I don't know why we'd have to practice death, and they've already kind of covered that. So, yeah, this is... anyway. That's everything.
Death. If I keep drinking this moonshine, I'm going to be practicing death in a little while.
Boom.
It's called blacking out.
It's super dangerous outside, and we're going to go fuck that shit up when we're done with this.
There you go.
the whole mountain that we haven't been splattered all down the side of.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show.
Yeah, down on Snowbirds, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's so faint. And Pat, did you have any additional thoughts on this weird ritual?
I don't think it's that weird. I'm for it.
I don't know why you're so disturbed, Packard.
I pull a sheet over my head every night and try to
cry. How much is it
to
have sex down there?
I don't know.
With your family?
With whatever.
With your family. You all get in there. It's like, just 5 more minutes, Mom. I just need 5 more minutes of death. I'm just a little tired today.
Yeah.
Uncle Joe, move your boner. So you got to stay down here and pretend to be dead, and you're poking me in the back.
Just lift a cheek and it'll be fine.
Evilness from the chat room says, death orgies, I called it.
It's a very real fear.
Yeah, it's kind of an easy call. Who didn't see that coming?
Like death orgies. You ever been to like a cemetery and all of a sudden there's a bunch of tombstones move closer together all of a sudden?
Yeah, super fucking weird.
It is creepy. It's like, oh my God, what the hell is happening here?
Yeah, because we're big believers in the supernatural. That's like one of our things.
Oscar's going to debunk this.
Yeah. 18 pussy.
18 pussy. Oscar's going to be like, oh, death orgies, not real.
Yeah, do you guys know Oscar Jungle's channel?
The bananas.
Yeah, the guy does the bananas. And yeah, I'm going to try to get him on the show at some point here, too.
Yeah, you should, man. But in his intro, he's got a 3D intro. And one of them is like, you know, they have those ghost hunting devices that will hear words and then show the word on the screen. You know what I mean? So you can know what ghosts are saying because it's picking up like fucking whatever ghostly fucking signals. And yeah, his comes across and says 18 pussy. And so like, so we yell 18 pussy all the time. And because we're fanboys. I think I've said that. We're total fucking fanboys.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Over the last couple weeks, we had a jackpot on the Powerball. It was $1.52 billion. That's a lot of fucking cabbage. And it was won, finally, by three people in several different states. I think one of them was California, Tennessee, and the other one was Florida. I could be wrong on the last one. But apparently somebody thought, hey, you know what? I didn't lose enough money on the Powerball, so I'm going to set up a GoFundMe account to recoup all the money I spent on the fucking Powerball. This woman, she set up the Powerball. She set up for $100. Before they pulled it down, she had raised over $800 on the GoFundMe. Not what it's supposed to be for. But somehow she happened to swindle the gullible people out of this here. She said, this is what it says here. It says, please help me and my family as we have exhausted all of our funds. We spent all of our money on lottery tickets expecting to win the $1.5 billion and are now in dire need of cash. With your small donation of at least $1, a like, and one share, I'm certain that we will be able to pick ourselves up from the trenches of this loss and spend another fortune trying to hit it big again. Please, won't you help a family in need? Donate now. So she basically said, okay, if you give me this money, I'm just going to turn around and spend it again. What's that?
I respect it.
Yeah, but she wasn't lying. I don't see how you...
No. We should start a GoFundMe right away because we spent all our money on fucking booze and drugs. Please give it. And now we're out of booze and drug money.
Yeah, we gotta go get more booze and drugs quick.
GoFundMe.
Yeah. Now, you know, the thing is here, that she puts this person put up a picture of a real nice, pretty lady that's on there. Now, the thing is, I was saying, what if this wasn't an actual lady? What if some schmo that says, like, oh, hey, I just found a picture of a pretty lady, and I'm going to make up a fake account with a woman's name and then just throw that on there. Because, you know, guys like, oh, if I give her money, she might fuck me or something.
Well, that's why you let women in, like, in traffic. You let them merge in front of you because she'll pull over and fuck you.
Oh, yeah, she's going to pull over and bang right there.
That happens to me all the time. I let somebody in front of me, like, oh, yeah, take me now, baby.
Oh, yeah, we're at the nightclub, and then, like, she sees you from Christmas. Hey, didn't you let me merge in front of you the other day? That was super nice of you. Go to the bathroom with me.
Yeah, how about that suck-off?
Give you a handski in the background. Like,
yeah, I totally owe you. Thanks for letting me merge. I was 75 as a bitch in the morning.
Kind of
what were we talking about?
I've completely lost. I forgot now.
Lottery.
Yeah.
And I feel for her. I hate it. Look, I've seen a lot of other YouTubers and everything post videos trying to help people who've been victims of tornadoes and fires and shit like that. Shit that people, you know, I hate seeing families go through these types of trials. And I feel bad because I know that her family has this stupid bitch who spent all their money on fucking lottery tickets. It's practically a goddamn tornado.
It is a tornado of problems.
Yeah, 28 Hour Problems. I'm like, she lives with you.
That should be a reality show. Just a woman who constantly tries to get a FundMe account so she can keep buying lottery tickets and just be a waste and a burden on her family. That's a funny show. Mm-hmm. It's the Kardashians. It's basically what that is.
Yeah. There were some comments. There were some comments here. A few of them said, ain't no reimbursement, bitch. And another one said, not today. So I'm like, okay, all right.
Oh, my God. You made moonshine go on my nose when you read it.
Win! I win the internet tonight.
Oh my God, my nose burns. Holy shit. Damn, it hits you faster if you snort it.
Hey, there's a new thing, new trending thing. Instead of drinking your moonshine, you snort it.
No, I need a GoFundMe account.
Your butt. That's the move. That's what all the college kids are going.
Start a GoFundMe account for my damages. Come on, people, fucking donate. My nose really burns. Dicks. Don't be fucking dicks. You're selfish dicks. Coming across as likable. I don't think so, are we?
It's, you know, like when we.
I really want people to like us.
When we watched the video that was out of focus and it was just like tragedy. Mm-hmm. That's what his show just became.
Oh, we're turning his show into what our show it would be if we didn't throw all that crap away. Sorry, bro.
Connie,
your subscribership drop.
Connie, your thoughts.
I'm going to curl up in my sock drawer and cry for days.
Look what we've done.
Cinnamon. I don't know. She should have spelled it S-I-N, cinnamon. But she heard GoFundMe, and she thought it was go fuck me, and she was going to. Chrissy, I really have nothing, but I don't know. Whether she's whether the person is mentally ill or not, I just like, really?
I'm lonely, and I can write
just take
back
that dollar and donate it to you, or I could put it into the lottery for myself. I don't know.
Do I put it in the slot directly?
I'm not going to fucking waste my money on the lottery. I'm going to send my money to her to waste on the lottery.
Right.
That's a win.
Yeah, being a good
I get
person.
More out of it watching
you
her
get,
fail.
You get some badonkadonk, right? Is that
I like how all the people were like, because the Powerball got over $1 billion, so everyone started jumping in on it. I'm like, you know, it's regular like $3 million. Like, what are you going to do with that?
Oh, $3 million is garbage. Like, fucking garbage. Don't bring that shit to my neighborhood. $3 million.
Yeah, you
win that. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, you win $1 million, you come out of there with $10. I'm saying it's not really worth it. I mean, just saying, you know.
Wait, money, more problems.
Yeah, you're saying I could get $10 out of the lottery? I'll fucking take it. That shit gives me jack shit every time, 100% of the time.
I'm excited when I get a dollar back, let alone three or five.
Yeah, that's
well,
a win.
All you do there is you turn that into more tickets like an asshole. I've never walked away with their $5 in cash like, fuck you, lottery, I'm done. Winner!
Are you stalking me? Are you stalking me? How did you know that?
No. Check your bushes. No, not there. To the left.
Knew it.
To the left. I'm waving.
Oh, okay.
Open door. It's cold.
You're damn wanked away. That's how good our show is.
Oh, no. Like, you're damn totally wanked away.
Yeah, he said he totally wanked away for a minute.
Because we are killing it. High five. Yeah, buddy. You are.
He was so excited. He's like, oh, my God, they're talking. Wank, wank, wank.
Wanking away.
That's a new YouTube channel. Because
our voices are like butter with dirt in it.
Oh, God.
So, Payne and Pat, do you have any additional thoughts?
Have we had a thought?
Yeah. I think we said too much.
On this show?
We're going to be so embarrassed about this. This whole thing. No, look, you know what? What the fuck? Why the fuck not, man? There were people who were damaged. Her family was damaged in this. Send the bitch some money. Mm-hmm. Open it back up, GoFundMe. Don't be dicks.
That's what I want.
Yeah, reward her with fame.
Yes.
Please. Yes. Please, mainstream media. What the fuck?
Right. Why is this not be covered on Fox News? I'm just saying. The liberal media is keeping her down.
Sarah McLachlan music.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, let's not start talking about ASPCA commercials because I'm going to fucking cry. Oh, I can't. We just did. They make me cry.
What do you find out that Sarah McLachlan has like a dog fighting ring in her house?
Oh, God, that would be great.
Oh, jeez.
It's like if Lee Greenwood is actually behind all the terrorist attacks, just so that song will kick back in. Proud to be
American.
Only way Sarah McLachlan stays in business is she just keeps torturing dogs.
Oh, no.
Well, we got to move some albums, Isis. Come on, man.
And she's opened her own GoFundMe so she can do that.
Help me beat these dogs so I can stay on top.
Yes. Oh, fucking A. Fucking A. The last SPCA commercial I saw had a Pomeranian in it that fucking broke my goddamn. What if my little buddies were trapped in a rusty cage getting beaten and had a one eye and nobody was feeding them? Oh, fuck her. Why would she make me feel feelings? I fucking hate that.
Damn you, commercials. Damn you, Jack.
We had a tweet from Dan Mentos, and he said, it says on the tweet, funeral. Okay, I need everyone over 70 to gather around for the bouquet toss.
Die. Just have the ditch dug behind them, throw the bouquet, they catch it, fall backwards.
Yeah, boom.
Woo, done and done. Done and done. Just let them catch it and
speed
fall back. Girls. Done.
Two in one day. Speed
I don't like
funerals.
All this sitting
like
around
it.
And crying. Let's just get it. Just knock it out.
Yeah, speed funerals. I really like that. It's kind of like speed dating, which is also like a funeral.
Oprah starts giving them away. You get a funeral. And you get a funeral.
Oh, my God. Okay. What were we talking about? God damn you, moonshot.
Oh.
I just see all about 100 tiny wheelchairs going.
Oh, jeez. I've got it. Ah!
That's a little rascal commercial for you.
Oh, no. I put my rascal in backwards really fast to catch the bouquet, and it fell on top of me. I don't think that's how they want to market it.
You know, I'm just glad people are fucking churching up funerals. This fucking bitches are, like, sad.
This party sure died.
Yeah,
I say that at every funeral.
Do you? You're such a dick at funerals. I've only been to one funeral with Pat, and he was a fucking douchebag at it.
I was not.
You're disrespectful as fuck.
What?
You're super critical of everybody who has to speak.
They weren't selling it very well.
He'll be like, lean over and be like,
I just stole that joke. I'm into public speaking, and they.
It wasn't a joke, bro.
They're crying the whole time. I can't do that. You can't get away with that.
Look, with your stand-up comedy, you should be crying the whole time.
The audience cries the whole time.
I'm so sorry, you guys. But finally, man, funerals are a fucking pain in the ass, and they always like make me sad. And I only go to the ones with like people I wish weren't dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that I'm like cool with it, I never go to their funeral. I don't ever show up at those. So the ones I do go to
have an open bar.
Yeah, seriously, open bar is a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
There's some other ideas for church. I like the bouquet idea. I totally like that.
You should make the bodies be marionettes where you get to play. You like
like animate that shit a little bit. It's like maybe a song and
maybe
dance.
The last thing he wanted to do was like the zombie dance from Thriller.
That's the last thing all of us want to do. If I die and you don't animate my body to do the fucking zombie dance from the fucking Thriller video, I will fucking haunt the dog dick out of everybody.
I want a roast. I mean, like a comedy roast, not like Honey Glaze Patrick, but like.
Oh, you need to clarify that in paper because I'm a little drunk right now. And all I'll come out with is like, oh, Patrick said he wanted to be roasted. I can't wait for the fucking reception meal. Is there a reception? If not, there should be one. Reception. Boom. Party. Eat the dead body.
Don't forget to get. You got to make sure you cover them with pineapple hole. You know, the little pineapple rounds. Those are the best part, you know, especially make it right on the nipple.
Apple in his mouth and everything, too.
Yeah. And the apple in the mouth.
I can only hold a couple pineapple rings around my wiener.
Also, passion doesn't understand the difference between pineapples and Cheerios. I'm drunk. Not all these are going to be winners, bro.
Don't worry, we'll get in the hot tub.
Don't look at me like, oh, God, here we go.
I'm rethinking whether I want to be cremated because I'm thinking about my kids being able to marinate me.
Marinate, you gotta marinate if you're gonna get a good roasting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Sauce in that meat.
Be a puppet, but, and then I can be roasted, and then...
The other comedian I traveled with, Matt Lumpkin, he said, hey man, I'm gonna be cremated when I die, so if I die before you, which is a high likelihood, he goes, just I want you to sneak in the crematorium and stuff my body full as many M80s as you can.
Oh, shit!
Back to the back crematorium, I want to see my mom shit in her pants.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
They're exploding, my baby!
Oh, my God, that's fucking brilliant.
What are you doing to my baby?
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Doc and Doc says, hey, I want to be cut up for bits and left in plastic bags at random train stations just to inconvenience as many people as possible. Oh, my God. That's brilliant, too. Oh, damn. Oh, if like a little piece of body over here. Oh,
as they come into the funeral, they all get a cookie.
Oh, and then, like, just and then there's a put video. Yourself in the middle of the buffet?
Yeah, and then there's a video that comes up, and it shows them baking me into the cookies. And I'm like, I'm in you now.
Oh, jeez.
Party of
forever.
Party
you forever.
You'll hear me
always.
Late at night.
We're all stardust.
All your sex dreams, I know.
But you know what, man? I'm just tired of being sad. I don't like to be sad. That's why.
Moonshine,
bro.
That's the answer to all life's questions is moonshine and 42.
42?
Yeah, but at least, like, we don't want to use our body as a terrorist device, Dawkins Doc. Now I don't feel bad about stealing your joke. You're a bad person. Oh, man, nobody's going to like us if I keep saying bad things about them, are they? I don't know how to do this thing. I'm new to YouTube.
That's okay.
I don't know how to have fans. I'm not good at it.
That's okay. We have a few fans here too, so we're kind of used to that too. All right, well we got to
attacking your fans.
What's that? Oh yeah,
attacking your fans.
That's all right. They'll come back anyway.
We don't have real fans.
Because we're zombies here.
Yeah, we have zombies here. You know, they try to eat our brains, but I'm on
and
camera, so they can't.
And sparkly vampires.
And sparkly vampires, yeah. They try to eat our brains, and they just can't because I'm on camera, so they just can't quite reach me. All right, well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming, and thank you again, Sofane and Patrick. Twitter is Sofane, S-O-F-A-I-N, and Patrick's is Patrick Joel. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-K-J-O-L-L-E on Twitter there. And one more time, where can they find your channels?
YouTube.com/PoisingTheWellTV. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/PPTheWell. And I don't think we have a Twitter for it yet.
No, but we have you can use our Twitters. And the podcast is doublesbusiness.net. And we're really sorry about what we did to your very nice show, Patrick.
Oh, we had a blast. I had a blast. I thank you for coming and having fun with us tonight.
There goes our re-invite.
Yeah, you're a very nice person. Look, we've been on first dates before, Packard.
We know us.
We know what you're saying. I'll call you. It's fine. Don't lead us on. We know you're going to call. Just say it was a bad date and let's be done with it.
Just let me smell your hair and I'm going to jerk off.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back next week with our our end of the month. Okay, let's talk show. What we're going to talk about, I don't know yet. We haven't discussed it yet, but we will discuss it on our staff meeting show on Wednesday, which we do live on Periscope. So just watch for the tweet, and you'll get the link there. Until then, this has been Packard Pokes at. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.